Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Mark Jeffrey. He's the CEO and founder of Guardian Circle, man. So pleasure to meet you.
Hey, pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Awesome, man. So tell us who you are, man. What you do?
Well, Guardian Circle is a community emergency response network. Basically, it lets friends, family, and neighbors help one another in a crisis situation. Think of it as sort of a global new 911 grid, right?
So like ECATS, but on the blockchain or what?
Yeah, it's sort of, it's crowdsourced emergency response. So the idea is people download our app, which is available right now, by the way. We've had an app available for the last 2 years.
I love that. You can go actually download it now.
Download the app. You connect with your friends, family, neighbors in the app, sort of like being friends on Facebook. We call it a guardian relationship. And then down the road, whenever you're in trouble, you can open up the app and press the alert button, or you can use one of the myriad devices that are plugged into our API. So it's not just an app for the alert device. It can be a panic button. There's a lot of different devices that plug into us.
So rather than your phone, you could have, you know, like a watch on, or you could have some kind of like little help I follow. Yeah. I can't get up.
Yeah, actually,
that type of thing.
We've plugged it into Amazon Alexa ourselves, so you can yell to your Alexa device.
So who comes? Your friends? Your family? What?
Yeah. So what happens is when the alert goes out,
I'm out of beer, right?
Then, well, no. Hopefully you don't. Hopefully you're not like pulling the fire alarm for stupid things. So this is a very, you know, we do mean it to be a serious 911 grid.
Sure.
So when you hit the alert button, all of your guardians, the people connected to you on the grid, get an alert notification on their mobile device. Also, people, if you've opted into this, anyone nearby who's near enough to your alert, who's a stranger and has Guardian Circle, they get the alert also. When any of these people answer your alert, they're brought into an alert room, which has a map at the top that shows everyone's location and a chat room at the bottom. So the punchline is, in under 30 seconds, everybody knows where everybody else is, and everybody can talk to everyone. Now they can come up with a plan to help you. And this is the important part, whether they all knew each other beforehand or not. And odds are good, most of these people have never met before. So think of it like a flash mob of help. That's really what we're trying to generate.
So, like, say, for instance, you're having a heart attack. Would they just, like, in lieu of dialing 911 to get, like, first responders, they would hit the little panic button and hope that their neighbor knows how to do CPR? Or,
well, it kind of, I mean, if you are having a heart attack, it's hard to speak, right? So,
right.
But you can press a button. So that right there is pretty good. The other thing to remember about 911, a lot of people don't know. Well, first of all, 6 billion of the 7 billion people on Earth have no 911.
All
just
right.
Doesn't exist. Or it's impractical. So if you're in Australia, you're way out, you know, somewhere in the desert, you know, 911's not getting there anytime soon. In the States, when you call 911 from a mobile device, they have no idea where you are. Your location is not shared somehow magically. It just hasn't been upgraded since the 60s. So think of our responders. They're not like armchair EMTs. They're not Batman. What they are concerned friends, family, and neighbors who are working together. Possibly all they do, one of them, all that happens is one of them calls 911 and tells them where you are. That in itself, if that's all that happens, that's insanely valuable because that's a quantum leap beyond what 911 can even do right now. But beyond that, when you have an emergency, you want advocates, you want people around you, you want people helping you. You just don't want an official response. You want a network of friends, family, and neighbors also helping you out and pitching in.
Oh, that's awesome. So say, for instance, you know, I have it right now, and I was to, like, hit the button. Is it going to notify people in Australia, too, or is it, like, geofence things?
No.
How does that
work? Yeah, it is geofence. So, so first of all, when you download the app, you connect with your friends, family, and neighbors explicitly. So I ask you to be my guardian. Mm. And you can say yes or no. And if I'm hitting the button every day for, you know, to get beer.
Where's my beer?
You can be like, you know what, I'm tired of this, and you can unguard me. Like, it's very, you're always in control of who gets your alerts and who can send you alerts.
Gotcha.
And if you opt into strangers being able to get your alerts, then that will happen. And if you don't like that, then it doesn't happen.
Interesting. Cool. So you're building this on Neo, or actually, I guess you built this on Neo, right? So
we did.
How's that process been? How's Neo treating you? You know, are you guys happy with where you guys are at and everything that they're doing?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the biggest thing I'll say about Neo is they've done an awful lot of things right and they've done some things wrong. But that really can be said of any blockchain.
Sure.
Right? All the blockchains have their pluses and minuses. What's really awesome about Neo is it is the most developer-friendly blockchain. I mean, that's our little tagline now, and it's totally true. For what we're doing, it's very, you know, our users are not crypto people, right?
Sure.
So our users, 90% of them, they don't even own a Bitcoin. So we have to include everything they need to operate in a crypto universe inside of our app, which includes an in-app guard wallet. And so in order to provide this, we kind of looked around at, you know, how easy or hard it would be to do on all the other blockchains. And by far, it's about 10 times easier to do it on Neo because of the virtual machine, because of the APIs, because of all the tools and all the utilities that Neo already provides. So already that was that kind of made our decision. There are other blockchains. We looked at EOS. We were EOS curious, I will say, at one point. And
hey, where'd all my money go? Yeah. And darn EOS, they're going to reach in and take it.
So, and there's a lot of things I like about EOS, but one of the things I really hate about it is it costs money to create a new account. Yep. It costs between $1 and $2 in EOS. And so if, you know, so that means if we got sure. if we got a million users overnight,
yeah.
it would cost us between $1 and $2 million. That, you know, 1 to 2 million users on Neo is free, you know, other than the gas.
How come you didn't build out your platform? I couldn't build it up because I had to pay, you know, just to, I guess, create a
Yeah, success can kill your company on the EOS platform. Yeah. So it's not true on Neo. It's really great.
Cool. So how's your token work in kind of the Neo environment?
So so the token's called Guard, and right. it's used, and remember, most of the people that we're targeting have no 911, and a lot of those people are unbanked. So we have an environment where people can tip one another for their response after emergencies. After the emergency's over, we line up everyone who responded on a tip page, and you hit the plus or minus button.
Somebody's right? gonna be ordering beers.
Well, we hope not. But then you just hit the one, it's a one click to tip kind of thing. So gotcha. We built that in. But beyond that, all of the alert transcripts are stored in the blockchain. So it is a mutable record of what happened. So the equivalent of the 911 transcript, that is stored on the blockchain. So corrupt officials cannot alter the record. And to be fair, corrupt alerters can't alter the record sure. either, right? So there's that. We also have something called the Emergency Information Lockbox, which is something you prepare before your emergency that contains all the stuff that typically you don't want anyone to know about, unless you're in trouble. So where you've hidden the key under the rock that opens your front door,
right.
Your secret health issue, you know, you have an embarrassing health issue you don't want anyone to know about, unless you're in trouble and the health people need to know about it, right. stuff like that. So that's unlocked when you declare an emergency. And also, finally, I talked about our API. You stake Guard to access the API. And the way it works is we give you an API key that's tied to a wallet address that you give us. And for every Guard that you have in that wallet, you have the right to add one device to our alert grid. So if you have a million Guard, you can add a million devices to our grid.
Interesting. And then for the people that actually, you know, sign up for this, is there like a KYC or anything? Because you say, you know, we're strangers, right? So it's like,
yeah.
well, what if I'm in trouble and, you know, a bad guy comes to save yeah. me? And
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because that's yeah. a really good question. So a lot of people are like, oh my God, what happens if I summon a bad guy?
Right.
First of all, and a lot of people are thinking of Uber, right? The bad sure. Uber drivers, and we've seen that before. Remember, though, that the Uber driver has you isolated in a car, in an iron cage that you can't escape from, right? And it's mobile. They can drive you anywhere. Bad people love that because there's no witnesses. There's no other eyeballs on them. Contrast that with our product, where you hit a button and we're just summoning this flash mob of people, you know, all stampeding towards you at once. So first of all, if you're a bad actor as a stranger, you got to deal with 10 friends, family, and neighbors that are headed there also at the same time. So you have a, you know, 1 in 11 chance of getting there first, and you have a very small amount of time in which to do something bad if you get there first. So it's a very different situation. And remember, you're also not the only stranger that gets summoned. There's maybe 3 strangers that get summoned at the same time. So it's a very bad idea. You know, the bad people don't like this scenario.
Gotcha.
So we think that'll help. We don't do any KYC of the people, okay. but there is one thing we do. We have your phone number. You have to register with us with a valid phone number. So if something bad were to happen, we could absolutely track back, you know, help the authorities find out who that person was via their phone number. So, okay. you know, it's just a bad situation for them.
Cool, man. Is there anything coming out here soon that you want people to know about?
Yes. Guardian Circle, which is a very, very major upgrade to our app on iOS and Android, available worldwide.
So what's the improvements?
This is like our Quantum Leap version. You know how, like, you know, Windows went from DOS to, you know, well, to Windows, right? Windows 3.1. I mean, Windows 3.1 to Windows 95 is probably sure. the leap. So we've gutted everything. We've completely rewritten the back end of the application, the APIs that we write to for our own app, and we've completely rewritten the front end natively. But the big improvements are we have an in-app wallet. We have the in-app tipping system, you know, for tipping your guardians after an alert. We have the ability to page strangers as well as explicit guardians. And we have alert transcripts in this new version. So
awesome, man. So where can people go to learn more?
GuardianCircle.com. And right. Our token is called Guard, and we're up on all the major NEO exchanges.
Cool, man. Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
All appreciate right, take care.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family.